They said we would become victim to the streets, as if the concrete could creep up and catch us. In the midst of walking, lift up and grab us, cock back and blast us, backhanded slap us. And we believed them. Did everything to create some sort of distance in between them. The soles of our sneaks and the hot pavement beneath anything just to bring us a little closer to heaven. As if 18 inches was the next best thing to ascension. In a life full of questions with answers camouflaged in every look of lust. Never knowing who to really trust, so we stay strapped and we stay trapped. These cycles full of sin, they trying to sift out our backs or compromise our integrity. And in every choice there awaits a greater casualty. Black Jesus pieces and pinky rings, oversized white tees and RIPs. The streets is calling me, or they might as well be. I'm a single mother raising two sons who could potentially be toting two guns in less than 5 years from where I stand today. And in less than 4 years, my delivery will change in pace, cause I'm trying to catch up with 3 years fast forward in time. And I'm thinking in just two, they'll hide up past mine. Zoom in focus to my life right now. Smack dead in the face to what I write right now. If I could only make the streets seem less sweet, and if I could only place each tear that fell for every victim at their feet, at least I'd have the hopes to sway them with currents that run deep enough. Sweep them with stories of misplaced trust, waves of lost love, and seasons that my body won't forget. How every year in late September, October, the breeze can blow, and I'm forced to remember when I loved him and I lost him. All I got to give is the sweat off my brow, is the tears when they fall. All I got to give is my everything. No one.
Said we become victims to the streets, as if the concrete could lash out and cut us wide open and gut us, rain down and crush us, run up and rush us. And we believe them. And we have the bad habit of believing so easily those who lie. And we have the good habit of loving so deeply those who die. The memories that move most sweetly, the ones to make us cry. And what more do we have to give? All I have to give. As if all we have to give them is labor for the prisons, fuel for the fire, faint words of wisdom, drowned out by the collision of poverty and ambition, dreams deferred by cocaine and herb, insane, disturbed on the road to perdition. What more do we have to give them?